Hello, everyone. I want you. I'm George Marcus, also known as VNN on the social media. I'm one of the contributors for the Godot engine. Here is Julian Murget. He is also our co-host. He's also in the Godot engine project. And we want to welcome you all and thank you for being here today and watching this dev room. It was really first time for us like organizing this kind of events for me. So it's really good that it's working out because the room's full already. We have started already. So I'll ask you, the room's full already. I guess there's not much we can do about it. So if there's someone like you, if you want to ask to come, you can't. The room cannot be fuller than it is. So also if you want to leave, I want you to please do it quietly if it is during the presentation. And do the transfer between talks. If you want to leave, maybe I was already the talk that I want to see, I want to leave. Just please do it in a moderate way. I think that everyone already knows that, just reinforcing it. So, let's see. So, also at 1 p.m., we have about an hour of open lighting talks, and that is that any one of you, if you have like an open source project, game project, or a project game related using open source tools, if you want to showcase it, you can be here like for 5 minutes and present to the people who are here. I mean, if you want to do that, please come to talk to me or to Julian early, so we can like make sure that everything is actually arranged correctly. So we have the schedule. I think everyone already looked at the schedule, but let's just give a quick run through to see the talks that are today. Let me see. So first is the one about Python for Godot. It's about from Emmanuel. He's also a very good Godot contributor. He should be here very soon, I hope. And he talks about the challenges of like integrating the Python language to be using a script language for Godot. Then we have the Zero AD, which is a really cool game. And he talks about the GraphQS pipeline. It's an open source game. It's really cool. Then we have a talk about game development with OpenXR. I don't know if anyone is familiar with the XR term, which is the combination for VR and AR, or virtual reality and augmented reality and stuff like that. Then we have the Open Lightning talks at 1. And after that, at 2, we have the Java in Games by Mahmoud. I'm very interested to see what he's been talking about because the abstract is quite interesting. Then at 15, we have Eshad talking about how they managed to increase the contributors for their project. And it's really cool. He's going to give you a few tips for people who want to increase the contributor size. Then we have a talk at 15:45 from Juan Lignetics, which is the lead developer for Godot, and he talked about porting the game engine to Vulkan, which he's done an amazing job in this. I know I'm partial because I'm from Godot as well, but it's really, really good work. At 16:55, we have Dalai Felinto from the Blender project, and he's talking about the future, the ideas that they have for projects for this year, for 2020. After that, at 17:15, we have Julian with talking about Escoria, which is a point-and-click framework for the Godot engine. And after that, we have Eshad again for talking about his game and the scene and how it was Spring and scene and not say how it works with the scene and all of that. So we also have the Godot call on Monday and Tuesday, right? At the Ludus Academy. We have the schedule here if you want to take a look later. Not right now, but also we also have the Godot stand on the first floor. You can also get some stickers and talk to people here or a t-shirt or something.
And Zero AD booth also at the first level of the building, next to Godot.
Yep.
Come pass by and say hi. We're nice and we have stickers.
I also want to thank the Fosden people for receiving us here. It's really great to have this opportunity to bring everyone together about open source and stuff like that. And is there something else about, do you want to talk about something?
Nothing in particular. I think everything's been said. Thank you all for coming, and enjoy.
Thank you. So
now we're just waiting for Emmanuel. His talk starts officially at 10:45, so it's about 7-8 minutes from now. So I would just ask you to wait patiently, and thank you.